The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes, then laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields, and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. It is at this 10:30 Mass every year that I most feel like a spiritual father, because I can relate to a mother or a father on Christmas Day. And I remember as I started getting older as a child and realizing how exhausted my dad was on Christmas, right? Doing all the last minute shopping, staying up late, putting out the gifts, all that. And I feel the same, you know, after midnight Mass, going to bed at 2:30 last night, and you're just kind of spent, right? My voice is shot, so you have to bear with me a little bit if it starts to crack. There is a famous Advent hymn, a classical hymn that we hear numerous times in preparation for Christmas. And the opening lines to that hymn are these: "Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free." My brothers and sisters, why did God the Father send his Son? As Isaiah the prophet prophesied, so that the captives would be set free. That's you and me, every single one of us that was in bondage and in need of a Savior. And so when the angels come to the shepherds in the field, what is their proclamation? There's an emphasis on two realities: peace and joy. And why in that moment do they focus on peace and joy? Because there is a prerequisite to both. And that is freedom. A person only experiences true peace or true joy if they are free. And I don't mean exterior freedom, but interior freedom. Right? The more free we are inside, the more peaceful and the more joyful. Right? And so now our freedom has appeared on earth, and so here's the cause for rejoicing. A couple of weeks ago, we had a man here giving our Advent mission named John Pridmore. And in his former life, he was a gangster. And you, when you see this guy, if any of you remember seeing him, those of you who are present, you look at this guy and my first thought was, I would not want to meet that guy in a dark alley. He's this huge man, 6'5", 350 pounds, and just this big rock of a man. And I remember him saying to me, he said, "Father, you know, it was interesting. I, being a gangster on the streets of London," he said, I reached the heights. Like, there was no one above me in my gang. And he said it was interesting because I was so longing for happiness. And I had everything that money could buy. I owned houses and boats and cars, you name it. I could not spend all the money I had. He said, "Father, it was amazing though. I could never find what I was interiorly seeking." And he said also, "You know, everybody around was terrified of me." He said, "You would think with that, that I would have nothing to fear, right? If everyone's afraid of me." He said, "Father, I never knew peace and I never knew joy until I met our Lord Jesus Christ." And he said, "From that moment, I have known this peace and this joy that has never left me." My brothers and sisters, what did our Lord come to set us free from? A few years ago, a young mom came to me and she said, "Father, I want to share something with you. I feel like our Lord is calling me to spend 1 hour a week with Him outside of Sunday Mass, just 1 hour before Him in the Blessed Sacrament of silent prayer." And so this woman started once a week. She would come for 1 hour. And after a few weeks, maybe a couple of months, I started to notice this profound change in her, this transformation taking place. And she shared with me, after maybe 3 months, she said, "Father, I was in the chapel the other night, and I was before our Lord." She said, "Father, my entire life, I've been filled with worry. I'm anxious, I'm fearful, and I just thought, well, that's what defines me. That's part of who I am." She said, "Most recently, when I was before our Lord in prayer," she said, "it was interesting, as I'm kneeling before Him, all those interior emotions surged within me. The anxieties, the worries, the concerns, the doubts, the insecurities." And she said, "All of a sudden, for the first time, I realized, those aren't me. That's not the real me." And she said, "So I'm kneeling before the tabernacle, and I just looked at the statue of Our Lady, and I said, 'Mary, I give all of this to you. I don't want it anymore in my life.'" And she said, "And then I turned back and looked at the tabernacle anew, and all of a sudden these words emerged from within me." And she said, "Father, it was interesting because they weren't my words, and yet I was the one who spoke them. They were words that were given to me. And these were the words that came out of my mouth, and I knew them to be true. I said, 'I am the daughter of a king. I am the daughter of a king.'" And she said, "Father, I knew that our Lord was revealing to me my true identity." And she said, I just burst into tears because finally I could let go of all that stuff in the past and move forward truly. What did our Lord come to set us free from? Ourselves. Our brokenness, our woundedness, our miseries from the past, so that we could live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. I had a guy come to me one time, also a few years back, and he said, "Father, there's a sin that I struggled with for over 20 years in my life." He said, "I would have to go to confession weekly because I would fall at least once a week, if not more often, normally 2 or 3 times a week." And he said, "As these years went by, I thought, this is hopeless. Do I give up on my faith? Why aren't I changing? When is God going to help me?" And he said, "One day I was at Sunday Mass, and as I'm watching the priest confect the Eucharist, say the prayers over the bread and wine, all of a sudden the question was posed to me, do I really believe what the church teaches about what takes place on the altar? Do I really believe that the bread and the wine become Jesus Christ?" And I searched within myself and I said, yes, I do. I do believe that. And then another question was posed in me, then why don't you receive me more often? And I thought to myself, if I did that, maybe then I'd finally be free. And so, Father, I started going to daily Mass, not just Sunday. He said, "Father, instead of going to confession every single week, I would only have to go about once a month because I would only fall once a month. But I realized there's still something I need to be healed from, so I thought, what more can I do?" And so I decided I would add the daily rosary. He said, "Father, a fall once a month became a fall every 3 months. But there was still something more. And then one day asking our Lord, okay, now what? I want to be entirely free. He said, then spend a little extra time with me outside of Mass. He said, Father, so I started praying for a half an hour outside of Mass every single day. I saw that guy a couple of weeks ago and he said, Father, it has been 4 years since I've had a fall. He said, Father, but the amazing thing is, I'm not even attracted to that sin anymore. I have no desire for it. From ourselves, from our sins. And one more thing. And I close with this story. One of my favorites. When I first arrived at presentation, I received an emergency phone call maybe a couple of weeks after I arrived. And there was a nurse on the other end of the line. And she said, Father, can you come to the hospital right away? One of your parishioners is here. And this woman was in her early 80s. And she said, Father, she's just been told she probably has about 2 weeks left to live. And I thought, my goodness, right? Not a couple of years or a couple of months, 2 weeks. And so I got in the car and I made my way immediately to the hospital. And I started thinking, what sort of state of mind is this woman going to be in? Right? Is she going to be filled with anger, with tears, with regrets? And I got to the hospital, and she was on the fourth floor in the oncology department, and I was escorted to her room. And I opened the door, and I expected to see her lying flat on her back, you know, filled with IVs and all sorts of cords. And there she was sitting upright in bed. And I looked at her, and her name was Angelina. And I said, Angie, how are you doing? And she looked at me with this big, radiant smile, and she said, Father, I'm doing pretty well. How are you? And I thought, gosh, did I miss something? Did I get the wrong news? And all of a sudden, she looked at me and she saw what I was expecting to see in her. And she kind of chastised me. She said, Father, I am not afraid to die. Father, I've waited my entire life for this. This is what I've longed for. This is what I've lived for. I cannot wait to go home to meet my Maker. From ourselves, from our sins, and from every fear. God the Father loves us so much that He sent us His Son, and through the revelation of love, He wants us to let go of all the fears that hold us back in our life. And the closer we draw to Christ, the more every single fear will be removed from our hearts. And so, my brothers and sisters, on Christmas Day, we have a decision. And when we look at that little child in the manger, am I going to follow Him? Am I really going to follow Him with all my heart? Do I want to be free? If we stay distant from Him, we remain enslaved to ourselves, our fears, and our sins. But so many times we hold back, and I was guilty of this for years, because of a deception. We think, oh my gosh, if I choose to follow Him, then I'm not going to be free any longer. I have free will and I want to be free, but if I surrender it to Him, don't I lose my freedom? My brothers and sisters, we will never be truly free until in freedom we choose to follow Him freely. And then He will set us free. And until we make that decision, we will be held back from living in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God.